President Donald Trump, our goal now is to ensure the integrity of the election. By Breitbart News on November 4, 2020. President Donald Trump spoke in the White House's East Room early Wednesday, at 2:21 a.m. Trump's remarks were as follows. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much. I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people trying to disenfranchise that group of people. We won't stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady and my entire family, and Vice President Mike Pence. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden, it was just called off. Results tonight have been phenomenal. We were getting ready, I mean literally, we were just all set to get outside and celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. Such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. One state that we weren't expected to win, Florida, we didn't win it, we won it by a lot. We won the great state of Ohio. We won Texas. We won Texas by 700,000 votes, and they don't even include it in the tabulations. It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5% with 117,000 votes, with only 7% left. They are never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina, where we are up 1.4% or 77,000 votes, with only approximately 5% left. They can't catch us. We also, if you look in UC, Arizona, we have a lot of life in that, and somebody declared, it was a victory for, and maybe it will be, I mean that's possible. Certainly, there were a lot of votes out there that we could get because we're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what to call it, but these were friendly Trump voters, and that could be overturned. The gentleman that called it, I watched tonight. Well, he said, we think it's fairly unlikely that he could catch up. Well, fairly unlikely? And we don't even need it. We don't need that. That was just, if we would have gotten it, it would have been nice. Arizona. But there's a possibility, maybe even a good possibility. In fact, since I saw that originally it has been changed and the numbers have substantially come down, just in a small amount of votes. So, you want that obviously to stay in play. Most importantly, we're winning Pennsylvania by a tremendous amount of votes. We're up 600, think of this, we're up 690,000 votes in Pennsylvania. These aren't even close, with 64% of the vote in. It's going to be almost impossible to catch. And we're coming into Pennsylvania areas where they happen to like your president. So we'll probably expand that. We are winning Michigan. I'll tell you, I looked at the numbers, I said, whoa, wow, that's a lot. By almost 300,000 votes and 65% of the vote is in. And we're winning Wisconsin. So we don't need all of them, because when you add Texas in, which were not added. I spoke with the wonderful governor of Texas just a little while ago, Greg Abbott. He said congratulations. He called me to congratulate me on winning Texas. We won Texas. I don't think they finished quite the tabulation, but there's no way. And it was almost complete, but he congratulated me, and then he said, by the way, what's going on? I've never seen anything like this. Can I tell you what? Nobody has. So we won by 107,000 votes with 81% of the vote. That's Michigan. So when you take those three states in particular, and you take all of the others, I mean we have so many. We had such a big night. Just take a look at all of these states that we've won tonight. And then you take a look at the kind of margins that we've won them by. And all of a sudden, it's not like we're up 12 votes and we have 60% left. We won states, and all of a sudden, I said, what happened to the election? It's off. And we have all these announcers saying what happened, and then they said, oh. But you know what happened? They knew they couldn't win, so they said, let's go to court. And did I predict this, Newt Gingrich? Did I say this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. I said exactly, because either they were going to win, or if they didn't win, they'll take us to court. So, Florida was a tremendous victory, 377,000. Texas, as we saw. Ohio, think of this. Ohio, a tremendous state, a big state. I love Ohio. We won by 8.1%, almost 500,000 votes. North Carolina. Big victory with North Carolina. So we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud on our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this. And as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of our support. I want to thank all of the people that worked with us. And Mr. Vice President, say a few words, please. Mike Pence. Thank you, Mr. President. I want to join you in thanking more than 60 million Americans who have already cast their vote for 4 more years for President Donald Trump in the White House. While the votes continue to be counted, we're going to remain vigilant. As the President said, the right to vote has been at the center of our democracy since the founding of this nation. And we're going to protect the integrity of the vote. But I really believe with all of my heart, with the extraordinary margins, Mr. President, that you've inspired in the states that you just described, and the way that you launched this movement across the country to make America great again, I truly do believe, as you do, that we are on the road to victory and we will make America great again.